The step from man towards Superman is the next approaching achievement in the Earth's evolution. There lies our destiny and the liberating key to our aspiring but troubled and limited human existence. Inevitable, because it is at once the intention of the inner spirit and the logic of nature's process. The appearance of a human possibility in a material and animal world was the first glint of a coming divine light, the first far-off intimation of a Godhead to be born out of matter. The appearance of the Superman in the human world will be the fulfillment of that distant shining promise. The difference between man and Superman will be the difference between mind and a consciousness as far beyond it as thinking mind is beyond the consciousness of plant and animal. The differentiating essence of man is mind. The differentiating essence of Superman will be supermind, or a divine gnosis. A man is a mind imprisoned, obscured, and circumscribed in a precarious and imperfect living, but imperfectly conscious body. And Superman will be a supramental spirit, which will envelop and freely use a conscious body, plastic to spiritual forces. His physical frame will be a firm support and an adequate radiant instrument for the spirit's divine play and work in matter. Mind, even free and in its own unmixed and unhampered element, is not the highest possibility of consciousness. For mind is not in possession of truth, but only a minor vessel or an instrument, and here an ignorant seeker plucking eagerly at a mass of falsehoods and half-truths for the unsatisfying pabulum of its hunger. Beyond mind is a supramental or Gnostic power of consciousness that is in eternal possession of truth. All its motion and feeling and sense and outcome are instinct and luminous with the inmost reality of things and express nothing else. Supermind, or Gnosis, is in its original nature at once and in the same movement an infinite wisdom and an infinite will. At its source, it is the dynamic consciousness of the divine knower and creator. When, in the process of unfolding of an always greater force of the one existence, some delegation of this power shall descend into our limited human nature, then and then only can man exceed himself and know divinely and divinely act and create. He will become, at last, a conscious portion of the eternal. The Superman will be born, not a magnified mental being, but a supramental power descended here into a new life of the transformed terrestrial body. A Gnostic supermanhood is the next distinct and triumphant victory to be won by the spirit descended into earthly nature. The disc of a secret sun of power and joy and knowledge is emerging out of the material consciousness in which our mind works as a chained slave or a baffled and impotent demiurge. Supermind will be the formed body of that radiant effulgence. Superman is not man climbed to his own natural zenith, not a superior degree of human greatness, knowledge, power, intelligence, will, character, genius, dynamic force, saintliness, love, purity, or perfection. Supermind is something beyond mental man and his limits, a greater consciousness than the highest consciousness proper to human nature. Man is a being from the mental worlds whose mentality works here involved, obscure, and degraded in a physical brain, shut off from its own divinest powers and impotent to change life beyond certain narrow and precarious limits. Even in the highest of his kind, it is balked of its luminous possibilities of supreme force and freedom by this dependence. Most often, and in most men, it is only a servitor, a purveyor of amusements, a caterer of needs and interests to the life and the body. But the Superman will be a Gnostic king of nature. Supermind in him, even in its evolutionary beginnings, will appear as a ray of the eternal omniscience and omnipotence. Sovereign and irresistible, it will lay hands on the mental and physical instruments, and standing above and yet penetrating and possessing our lower, already manifested parts, it will transform mind, life, and body into its own divine and luminous nature. Man in himself is hardly better than an ambitious nothing. He is a narrowness that reaches towards ungrasped widenesses, a littleness straining towards grandeurs which are beyond him, a dwarf enamored of the heights, and his mind a darkened ray in the splendors of the universal mind. His life is a striving, exulting, and suffering wave, an eager passion tossed and sorrow-stricken, or a blindly and dully toiling petty moment of the universal life. And his body is a laboring, perishable speck in the material universe. Now, an immortal soul is somewhere hidden within him and gives out from time to time some sparks of its presence. And an eternal spirit is above and overshadows with its wings and upholds with its power this soul continuity in his nature. But that greater spirit is obstructed from descent by the hard lid of his constructed personality. And this inner radiant soul is wrapped, stifled, and oppressed in dense outer coatings. In all but a few, it is seldom active, in many, hardly perceptible. The soul and spirit in man seem rather to exist above and behind his formed nature than to be a part of its visible reality, subliminal in his inner being, or superconscient above in some unreached status. They are, in his outer consciousness, possibilities, rather than things realized and present. The spirit is in course of birth, rather than born in matter. This imperfect being, with his hampered, confused, ill-ordered, and mostly ineffective consciousness, cannot be the end and highest height of the mysterious upward surge of nature. Thus ends the reading today of Sri Aurobindo's essays Divine and Human, to be continued in the next episode. Thank you for listening. in May, you be open to this light.